Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for all audiences, so tell your friends, tell your family, tell your loved ones, tell your hated ones, tell even your mortal enemies. That's what all this is about. DJ Butterfly Feces here. You're listening to Cocooning from the Microphone here. It is 9:30 on the dot, and this show is brought to you by Organic OK. He's not on tonight. This show, which is about a very serious ongoing epidemic, a crime that is basically sweeping the planet. Homelessness. This show is for everybody. And check out a singer by the name of Maya Harrison. She's got a nice little thing going on there. Please check her out. She's doing all right. She's touring the world herself like we are. Check her out. Well, let me say this. I'm comedian DJ Butterfly Feces. And it's like this. I was living in McKinleyville for a long, long time. I lived there. And I was mostly coasting through life. Everything was just me getting by, you know? I don't know. I didn't have any big plans for the future. I just thought I was going to be one of those guys who didn't need to move big mountains or whatever. I need to basically have this big job. I could just sit back and stop to smell the roses and whatever. Groove. Enjoy life, you know? And I lived in McKinleyville, and I did everything there was to do in McKinleyville. There's a lot to do. It's up Northern California where it snows. There's fresh fruit that falls off the trees. I've skateboarded. I snowboarded. I slid. I skied. I rode horses. I went hiking. Anywho, what happened was one day, I was just basically, I had basically been on Blog Talk Radio before. I had my own show. I was a guy who was ranting about what was going on with the world, but I don't think people were listening. I think it was before Blog Talk Radio was really as respected as it is now. But anywho, what happened was, there I was trying to get better, trying to get by. And the truth was, I don't know, I was in arrested development. I passed high school. I didn't quite have the money to go to college. Everybody's trying to go to college, get some high-demand skill or whatever. I thought, maybe I could live without all the money there is. Of course, now we live in a time that's not possible. Things are bad right now, aren't they? Anywho, I've been staying with my parents. They wanted me out. Not because they wanted time to themselves. They hate each other. But I was a good bumper and whatever. But the truth was, they just got tired of me. I was tired of them too, but where was I going to go? Thought I should get my own place. But McKinleyville, there's so much, it's such a wonderful community that there's no vacancies. And there are no jobs available either. Everybody who came here wanted to stay here. Those who were born, raised here, were ready to die here. So what to do? What to do? This. I was a man without means. I had personally walked out of my house with the clothes on my back and a backpack that wasn't even half full. I walked out, basically, and I went into the woods. I had gone there on hikes before. I had done stuff. But dang it, this time I went there, I don't know, I went there just thinking, oh my God, I don't have a place to live anymore. I'm homeless now. I'm one of them. It hadn't sunk in yet. I remember thinking, nah, my parents will take me back. We'll work things out. This is something will happen. Something. What to do? There I was. I had come across the end of this trail, and there near the barbecue area, the picnic area, guess what? There were basically a collection of guys just laughing, talking. What, I thought I knew everyone here in town. Who were these guys? I asked. I had to find out. One of them, someone by the name of, I'm organic, okay. I'm a wealthy philanthropist. See, we're going around there, and we're trying to help the homeless and all that. We're helping people, picking up garbage off, trying to get people off the streets and whatnot. We're trying to help the homeless or whatever. Really? That was his story. I mean, he didn't just tell me that right off the bat. I sat down to talk with him. I think I needed some company. I thought these guys look like they're vagrants themselves. Maybe I should basically try to make more friends with them. We should stay in a community or something or so much. He told me he was a wealthy philanthropist who was going around trying to help the world, picking up garbage off the streets and basically trying to help the homeless off them. Now, that sounded like a real something, brother. At first, I wasn't sure if he was telling the truth or not. Then he said, you want to come with us? You want to join us? And what was I going to say? What else was there to do? I mean, what would you do, right? This guy could, maybe this guy could help me. I was a little hesitant. I didn't know if this guy was on the square or what. Was he on the level? I don't know. It was something. Anywho, check it out. The truth was, something needed to be done. I mean, I wasn't just going to sit out here and waste away to nothing, was I? I should take the opportunity, my friend. So I did. He said, get down on one knee, get on one knee. He touched me on the shoulder with two fingers and said, I hereby W DJ Butterfly Feces. And at first I told him I didn't like the name. I mean, come on, it's a name that means bug poop. I mean, come on. He said to me, he said, dude, let me explain to you this way. You know how the caterpillar spins a web, a cocoon? Spins a cocoon, he goes in there for a while, and then finally he emerges as a beautiful butterfly? Yeah, the metaphor for life is in all that. Yeah. I thought, okay. I still didn't like the name, but I just, he kept insisting on it, and he said, dude, my way or the highway. So I said, I accept it. It was something. Something. What to do? I don't know. I just didn't know. I don't know. I didn't. I guess basically I didn't know what to say at that point. But we went around. We went all over. We went all over to places. I mean, we left around New Year's, and then we spent New Year's Eve and New Year's in Vicenza, Italy. Once again, we picked up garbage. I didn't speak the language. I don't speak no Italiano, but I made friends. There were people who were grateful for what we were doing. And where we were going, at first it didn't seem like that, but a few people took notice. And the homeless, we tried to help them. Some of them feared us. They were like junkyard dogs who were too afraid to let anybody in, to trust nobody. Honestly. What had happened was basically we had spent all this time in New York. If you've been following our previous episode, we've been in New York for a while. Now, New York, the Empire State, New York City, the biggest city there is, there was the capital of homelessness. I kid you not. I mean, dang, it was exhausting, but also it was a capital of garbage. It's a filthy city. They throw their crap everywhere. It's like they want to live in filth. I exhausted myself to the bone. I nearly passed out. I was just at a breaking point picking up all that trash. We did that everywhere but New York. No, I'm not doing it alone here. Some of the guys are helping me, but, dude, you know how big New York is? It may not sound like much. Keep in mind, it's New York. New York. New York. At one point I said, Organic, I can't do this anymore. It's too big. We got to go. He said, no, dude, that's why we got to stay here. Dude, they got the biggest homeless problem. They got the biggest garbage problem. The biggest, number one. Number one. That's the truth. They need us here. That's why we're here. A job sometimes is going to be hard. It ain't always easy being a hero. It ain't always glamorous. And people aren't always appreciative. I'll say that. I mean, we were in New York for, you follow our episode, we were there a while. And I got to tell you something, man. You hear all these stories about everyone in New York being rude. You kind of understand why, but dang it, these people were not appreciative. I was picking up all the garbage. We said, well, pick up the trash. You don't have to see. We're trying to clean up New York. We're trying to clean it up. It's too damn dirty here. New York isn't a place where people trusted each other. God, what a city. Dang. Finally, I remember we packed up in the car. We packed up and then basically, Organic said, okay, dude, we're going. Where are we headed? Dude, stop asking where we're headed, okay? You'll know when we get there. I just wanted to know because I want to be prepared. Cultural differences and all that. You got to adjust to where you are. Sometimes who you are is not necessarily the best place to be anywhere, you know? There are different places in the world. People have different customs. Like, yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right. We're going back to L.A. And I just looked at him like, L.A., you know how much time we'd spent in L.A.? New York had the number one garbage homeless problem there is. L.A. was like number two. We had gotten basically, we'd spent so much time there already, I was tired of it. But there it was, back to L.A. He kept telling me these big cities, we keep going back there because they need our help. That's a fact. L.A., 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 Los Angeles, it means the city of angels. Maybe it was at some point. But now, ever since Hollywood came all out there, it's this most disgusting. Now, you'd think that Hollywood would be all glamorous and whatever. Everything looked like Hollywood there. But, dude, it's a filthy, degenerative city. Not as much as in New York, but it was number two on the list, which I guess is why we're going back. I wasn't looking forward to it. You've been listening to Cocooning from the Microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces here, the one, the only. Accept no substitutions. All right. I want to thank you all for tuning in. You can pick up all our shows on the internet, on the web. All right. I want to thank you all for listening. In our next episode, we're in L.A. You heard right. L.A. And where do you hear about what things were like then? Just brace yourself. Oh, dang. It's messed up. It's beyond messed up. I want to thank you all for listening. Thank you. And good night.